Jeremy Hutton, Milford Asset Management's with us. Hey, Jeremy.
Good evening, Heather.
Now, the Ports of Auckland, that deal that was announced yesterday, what do you reckon that means for the Port of Tauranga?
Yeah, at first glance, it seems like a positive read-through for Ports of Tauranga. So the Ports of Auckland CEO, Roger Gray, was very clear about their profit goals and using pricing as a lever to get to those goals. So Tauranga can respond in two ways. It can follow suit and lift pricing too. And there is some analysis that the container charges at Tauranga are already sitting well below Ports of Auckland. Or it could try hold pricing and try and compete and take that volume away from Auckland. Both of these could be a positive for revenue and a good catalyst. But beyond port charges, the stock price is touching five-year lows currently, and Chinese log demand has been very weak. But this should hopefully improve with Chinese economy and the global economy performing better. So some helpful catalysts potentially coming up for improvement in Port of Tauranga.
Yeah, good stuff. I see Spark made the downgrade to earnings guidance earlier this week. What's going on with them?
Yeah, Spark is one of the most defensive businesses on the NZX, but it too is showing that it's not really completely immune from the economic conditions currently. So the company called out reduced IT project spend from both private companies and government entities, which isn't overly surprising given budget cuts across the board. But the core mobile business remains really solid. Now, the stock was only off about 5%, but investors do tend to hide in Spark as an alternative to holding cash, given its attractive dividend payments that investors can earn. So that may have shaken investors a little bit from the downgrade, but Spark has a great balance sheet and it maintained its dividends guidance. So that should help investors have confidence in the outlook from here.
We just had a chat to Genesis at the start of this hour. What did you make of the news this morning, re the coal imports?
Yeah, pretty interesting. So they're starting coal imports again this year, and it wasn't lost on the market also that this was done during a very cold snap expected this week. And you may have discussed that the Rankine units at Huntly, they can run on coal or gas. But Genesis did call out that the gas supply in New Zealand is very challenged at the moment. And also, given the oil and gas ban a few years ago, there's been limited new investment into exploration, so there's no immediate help coming from more gas. So we're going to have to stick with coal at Huntly for now.
Do you reckon the large investments into renewable energy will help with the peak electricity demand issue?
Yeah, to some extent it should, and there has been plenty of investment coming across the board in wind and solar, but these can't generate electricity 100% of the time, say when the wind's not blowing or the sun isn't shining. There's been batteries and geothermal plants as well, and that can provide a bit more relief during those peak electricity demand periods. But if there is a sustained dry spell in the country and during these peak times, Huntly still has to fire up to keep the lights on. So Huntly's going to continue to provide this important and flexible generation, albeit it will be higher emitting coal, at least for the next few years.
Jeremy, thank you. I really appreciate it. Thanks for your time, mate. Jeremy Hutton, Milford Asset Management.
For more from Heather Duplessis Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.